Good afternoon, everyone. How's everyone doing this morning, this afternoon? Good, good. I hope y'all ready. Can you read the Bible? Can you read the entire Bible? Yes, you can read the entire Bible. We're going to talk today and get ourselves ready to get on this journey of reading the entire Bible. And so I'm going to be your guide, your tour guide, as we take this journey of reading the Bible together. For as many of you that participate with us, we're going to take this tour. And so on some of these afternoons, in the afternoon service, we're going to be taking you through that tour guide. You're going to be reading. We're going to be reading together during the week. And then we'll come back on Sundays and Sunday afternoons. This is the kickoff. But then next week, I'll be talking to you about what you've read. We'll be talking and highlighting some key things you read, maybe explaining some of those little oddities. Some of them are, especially in Genesis, some of them are just cultural. They're things that have to deal with what was going on in that time frame. We can help give you an understanding of some of those things. Like when Abraham calls his servant over and says, "Put your hand under my thigh." That's how they made agreements. That's how they swear. Abraham called his servant and said, "Put your hand under my thigh. And now swear that you're going to go back to my homeland and get a son, get a wife of my son from my people." So those are some customary things that took place. So we explained those things to you, what it meant to put your hand under somebody's thigh. And just some of these other little customary things, and some of these little oddities. And there's some parts of the story that may get a little confusing, like what was that? What were they doing? And so we'll bring you those things and highlight those things, set them up for you and get you prepared for your next week of reading. But today we want to get you excited about reading God's word. Why should we read God's word? Because Paul says it is what? It's inspired. Just what he said. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. Now let's stay right there. When we look at God inspired. Now the same word, Brother Greg, correct me if I'm wrong. The same word is used there as pneuma is the same word that is used in Genesis when it says, "And when God breathed into man and man became a living soul." So all God's word is God breathed. God breathed life into this word. It's inspired, it's breathed, and so it's been breathed in by God, and so it's an inspired word of God. And then Paul goes on and said it's profitable for doctrine, it's profitable for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. It's our book. It's profitable for all those things. So if it's our book, then we need to know it, we need to read it, and be familiar with every part of God's word. Also, Peter would go on to say that men of God spoke, holy men of God. And it's important for us to believe that holy men of God spoke. Why? Because there's people today that are doubting the validity of God's word. People today are doubting the validity of God's word. They don't believe God's word. And so now, if you doubt that it's God's word, what are you also you are doubting? You're doubting that there's a God. If I write you a letter and it came from me and you doubt that the letter came from me, then you're doubting that I wrote it. And so if we are doubting that God's word is really that because men wrote it, that it came from God, then we're doubting God. Some people are like, "Yeah, I believe in God, but I don't believe his word. I don't believe his word was written." But God's word was written. Peter would tell us, "For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man." Yes, men wrote it, but it didn't come by their own will. But they were holy men of God, and they spake as they were moved by what? By the Holy Ghost. So they were inspired. Yes, men wrote it, and that's why people have problems. Well, it was just written by some men. Just some men wrote it. So as if to say, to cast it aside and say, men just wrote what they wanted to write. But we believe and we are sure that it was inspired by God, that these men, and you look at it, as you look at the Bible and read it, no man could have wrote all this stuff that they wrote. You couldn't write all that stuff. When we go in Isaiah and he starts talking about stuff that's not going to happen for another 400 years, there's no way he wrote that on his own. You couldn't write all of that stuff he wrote. And we look at all the stuff that Moses wrote. We look at all of that. And if you want to understand the earth and understand prehistory, go back to prehistory. You know, man tries to study prehistory and goes back to the Bible and understands it all from what Moses wrote down in Genesis. And so man couldn't have not done that and documented what's going on. He couldn't have done that unless he was inspired, unless he was moved. So holy men of God wrote this. And so we need to read God's word. Another reason we need to study God's word. Jesus, when he was being tempted of Satan out in Luke 4:4, Jesus said what? Man shall not live by what? Bread alone. But what are we going to live by? every word that what? Proceeded out of the mouth of God. So we need to know God's word, because every word, that's what God, the Lord himself, when he told Satan, when he was being tempted, he said, man's going to live by every word that proceeded out of his mouth. So as God's children, we must read his word so we can know it and we can live by it. We need to read his word. We need to read it, every word that God has given us. See, as Christians, we read it. We read the sections that Brother Greg quotes. We read the stuff that's taught in Bible class. And we read some sections here and there. But when have we dedicated ourselves to read every word that he quoted? Now, you'll read every word that these other authors will read. We got these books and Daniel Steele and Grisham that writes all the law books. Man, y'all get one of them books. Y'all read every word that they said. You read every word that Toni Morrison wrote in her famous books and plays. You read all of them. You read some of them other authors and some of them other things, Color Purple and How Stella Got Her Groove Back. Man, y'all saw the movie and read every word of the book. Couldn't put it down. But then we get to God's word, we don't read every word of his book. We haven't studied every word. We get here and we read it. We get to the parts we like. We pretty much read a lot of the New Testament. We read the parts of the Old Testament, the parts that we study. But when have you gone through and said, look, I need to read all of God's word, every bit of his word, and know what's in every bit of his word? You need to know what's in his word, because people go around quoting his word and they can't tell you where it's at. Don't they say, God is good? Yeah, I don't need that. Don't give me all that. I don't need that other part. Because see, if you knew that in Nahum chapter 1 and verse 7, Brother Greg, Nahum said God is good and he's a stronghold in time of trouble, and every he knows those that trusted in him. If you knew Nahum 1 and 7, you would know that's where God is good is. And all the time, and that ain't even the book. I don't need that. God is good all the time. Yeah, no, Nahum just said God is good. That's all I need. You keep all that all the time and all the time. No, God is, that's the word of God. Nahum said, God is good. And so if you read Nahum, you would know that's where it came from. So there's a lot of stuff that they float out there in the religious world, and they don't even know where it came from. You don't know where it came from. And you pick up all these little trite phrases and saying it, you don't even know where it came from. There's stuff we sing in our books. There's phrases we sing in our books, and you don't even know where it came from. There's a book, O Thou Fount of Every Blessing, a song. Tune my heart to sing thy praise. In the second verse it says, here I raise my Ebenezer. Here to come from thy grace I've come. You don't even know what an Ebenezer is. Don't even know that Ebenezer's in the Bible. You think about Ebenezer Scrooge and Charles Dickens' play, Christmas Carol. Here I raise my Ebenezer. You have to go back in scripture. And after a battle that they raised the rock and they called that place Ebenezer, because this is from by God they come. But you don't know that because you haven't read every word of the Bible. So there's a lot of stuff. These great songs, these great hymns, these great poets took stuff and lifted it and put it in here and put stuff in the book and put stuff in their songs, and it came straight from the Bible. And you haven't read the Bible so that when you recognize those phrases, you know where they came from, because you haven't read the book. So we need to know every word that comes out of the mouth of God. The Lord said that we will live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And so we need to read every word, because God took the time to give it to us. We need to take the time to read it and to know it and to live by it. So today, March 1st, we begin our journey to read the whole Bible. Most of us have read most of the Bible and good parts of it and portions of it during our lives, but we have not attempted to read the whole Bible, and we've never made it through. Now, there's other plans to read the Bible. There's these plans that you can read the whole Bible in a year. You can read it in a year. You start in January, and then by December, you'll have read the whole Bible. But we want you to know that those plans are good. Yes, you'll have gotten through the Bible, but there's a reason why we're attempting to read it in such a short period of time and such an intensive manner. And it's not strange, and don't look at it strange, because y'all do it in your everyday life. Y'all do it. There's a TV program y'all watch, and y'all start in season 3. You miss season 1 and 2. How you catch up? I'll wait. Y'all go to Netflix, and y'all pull up on demand, and y'all pull up them old seasons. Like, I'm in, you get a new program. Somebody say, hey, you need to watch this show. You start watching it, and I'm in season 3. Y'all go to Netflix, pull up season 1. Y'all get home from work on Friday, get your popcorn, and you start, boop. And you sit there Friday, all day Saturday, and you watch it, and you, what we call it, binge watching until you get caught up. And so now I'm ready. Now I understand what's going on in the studio. So now if you can do that with Netflix and all these other man-made stories, can't we binge watch the Word of God? Can't we do it? Can't we? Man, y'all will come home and sit there and watch those shows. The only time you get up is to get a sandwich and to go to the bathroom. And if you had a diaper on, you wouldn't do the second one. I'm telling you, people get serious about watching these shows. They will binge watch it. They will stay in there and they will just get stuck. And Netflix makes it so easy. Because by the time that one comes off, you don't even get a commercial. Next one just start right back up. So you get up like, oh man, and you right back into it. And you got to pause your TV, run, get your drink, and come back and sit there. And so we'll do that for these shows. But we talk about, let's read the Word of God window. Oh, I don't got time to read. And we're talking about read 30 minutes a day. 30 minutes a day, so many pages. Read God's Word. And so that's why we're getting in here combat style, commando style. We want to read the entire Word of God in a short, intensive period of time. If you read the Word of God over a year, by the time you get through the middle of the year, you don't even know what was said in Genesis. And by the time you get to December, you can't even remember what Matthew said. But by reading it every day of these 90 days, you're going to get continuity, because you're going to get through Genesis within a week, and you're going to be in Leviticus, you're going to be in Exodus, you're going to be in Numbers, and buddy, you're going to get some Old Testament history, because you're going to go, not only you're going to go through 1st, 2nd Kings, you're going to go through 1st, 2nd Samuel, then you're going to go 1st, 2nd Kings, and then guess what? You get a rerun in 1st, 2nd Chronicles. Because you don't know that 1 Kings, and 1 Samuel was written together later on in the post-exilic period. 1 Chronicles was written to let them folks know this is why y'all got into captivity, and to give them a rewind in a kind of a short, condensed way of their history. And so when you read them books together, 1 Kings, 1 Samuel, 1 Kings, 1 Chronicles, you're like, you keep running through the same stories. But guess what? You're going to know them stories by the time you get done, because you'd have been heard about 2-3 times. You heard them in Samuel, then you heard it in something in Kings, and then Chronicles going to give you a rerun. So by the time you get through that, man, you're going to know some Old Testament history. You're going to understand it a lot better. And so that's why we're doing this in such a short period of time. And so we want to do that. And so we're looking at the 90-day reading plan. It's to read the Bible in 90 days. Reading the Bible every day for the next 90 days will allow you to keep continuity, as we say, with the Bible story. And you have some encouragement and some support, because we're going to come together. We're going to encourage each other. We're going to support each other. We're going to hold each other accountable. You know that there's some other people like, did you read this week? Did you read this week? You know, we're going to hold each other accountable. Hebrews 10:24 says, let us consider one another, or let us provoke one another to what? Love and good works. So let's consider, let's provoke. Hey, did you get your reading in? Get your reading done. Get your reading done. Read your Bible. Let's consider, and let's help. Let's have a support system and a accountability system. We encourage and support everybody and everywhere else. Us brethren, boy, we get through. Man, did you see the Cowboy game last week? Man, did you get the Cowboy game? Did you see the Laker game last night, Greg? Man, did you see that shot? If we can do all that other stuff with that secular stuff, can't we do it with the Word of God? Man, did you read in Genesis last week? Man, did you read it by Abraham? Did you read when he wanted to buy a cave to bury Sarah in? And the man kept going back and forth. No, listen to me. Abraham, I'm going to give you the cave. Abraham said, no, listen to me. I want to buy the cave. No, man, listen to me. I'm going to give it to you. That's in the Bible. Ain't it in the Bible, baby? We just listened to it this morning when we was getting dressed. And they went back and forth. It sounded like a conversation one of us was having. Abraham was like, I want to buy the cave. And the man said, no, listen to me. I'm going to give it to you. No, Abraham said, no, I won't. I got to buy it. No, listen to me. And it was just back and forth. It was kind of funny, but it was in there. And so we want to challenge each other and talk to each other about what we're reading. What's going on? What did you read? What did you get out of this? And so we want to challenge each other to do those things. We can do it with all that other stuff. That's great. But let's do it with the Bible as well. Let's encourage and support each other. While you're reading, what you gonna do while you read? Begin with the prayer. Be prayerful that God open your heart and your mind and tune your mind to understand what he's saying and understand what's in there. Give God some praise for his word and ask him to help you and to give you wisdom to understand what he's saying. Do some highlighting. If you're gonna take your time to go through this thing, you know, you need to have something left over when you get done for the effort. If you're going to take the time to go through your Bible and read, then make some marks, highlight some stuff, you know, highlight some key, like, hey, this is a key phrase I need to know. When God says, let us make man in our own image, highlight that. When God and Genesis 15 tells Abraham, you're going to be a great nation, I see, highlight that every time God says that, because he says it a lot. He said it to Abraham. He turned around and said it to Isaac, and he turned around and said it to Jacob. He repeats that promise. I'm going to make you great. You're going to be great. So highlight every time he says that's a promise. You can even get crayon, put it in a certain color. Every time God says this, I'm going to put this in green. Every time he makes these Abrahamic promises, I'm going to put it in a certain color. So highlight. So when you go back for all this work you're going to do, when you go back and you're looking for stuff real quick, you go, I know that somewhere. Boom. Yeah, I highlight it. There it is. So highlight some stuff. Highlight some key phrases while you're going through this. Take some notes on key passages. Get you a tablet and write some stuff down and some passages, some things you want to come back over, some things you want to meditate on. Write down questions. You're not going to understand everything. Like I say, there's some customs. There's some Hebrew customs and stuff in there that's going to throw you like, man, what was that? I don't know what I just read. That's okay. Write it down. If you write it down and you get it to me, if you have my phone number, text it to me. If not, bring it to me, bring me a note. We'll get researching and we'll get you a Bible answer for your questions. Because there's a lot of things, me and Brother Greg, some of us, Brother Maxwell have gone through study. We've studied some of that stuff, but even us still have to go back and look up some of them things. And so that'll give us an opportunity to go back, look up some of them things, and we'll get you a Bible answer for some of those things. Don't read through that and say, well, I don't understand what they were doing. What was this custom? Give us a question and let us help you and let us look together and reason together and get you an answer for that. So those are some of the things you should do while you're reading. Some tips for while you're reading. Make sure you can decide how you want to read, early in the morning, late in the afternoon, in the middle of the day. Some people want to split it up. I do half in the morning and then I do half. Sometime when you go on to lunch, instead of just, some people go to lunch and they get on their phone. Why not put your phone on the Bible and read while you're on your break, while you got them 15 minutes? Use some of them time. You standing in the line, ain't nothing else going on. Just pull out your Bible on the phone and get some reading done. Find those little cracks of the day when ain't nothing going on where you can sneak in some reading and you can find some reading. But the thing is, you got to get excited about it. You got to get excited about doing this. You got to get excited. See, other people, when they're excited about something, man, they trying to do it every time. You trying to watch a show, man, every time you see them, man, they trying to watch that show and catch up on that show. So you got to get excited about God's word and find ways that you can get excited and look at that. One tip is get Bible Gateway. Go to Bible Gateway, get the app downloaded to your phone. And then you go to Bible Gateway, it says Audio Bible. You put it on there. And Bible Gateway will keep up with your reading. Wherever you stop, next time you turn it back on, it'll be right there. It'll be right at that chapter. And you can just keep right on going. And so Bible Gateway will help you, because now when you read and you start to trip over these words, let Max McLean, he's one of the other narrators, let him read it. You just read along with him and let him pronounce it for you. Let him pronounce all those long words, especially when you get in Leviticus and Numbers. Let him pronounce all those crazy words. You just read along. Oh, yeah, okay, Max, that's good. Just let him read it. And you read along with it and let him go. And that'll keep you going. Because if you sometime we read on our own, guess what? Our heads go to fall asleep. But maybe if the narrator's reading, it might keep us going and might help us to float along. So do that, or listen to it in your car and then come back and read. Don't skip ahead. I'm behind today. Don't skip ahead, because you're going to cheat. You're going to miss something. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay under it. Keep reading every day. If you're getting behind, then you got to say, well, maybe I just got to read. You know, if you're supposed to get to Genesis, like today, you're supposed to get to Genesis 16. Well, if I was behind, I'd go on to get to Genesis 18. So I have me a couple extra chapters in the bank in case I get a little behind the next week. Or maybe on Saturday, I'm going to get up early and read for an hour and really get kind of caught up and maybe even pre-read into the next week in case my schedule get busy and I get behind. But do whatever you have. At the end, there are four grace days built in. So you can skip a day and still you get done with the rest of us. There's four grace days built in. But try to stay with it. Don't skip ahead. Spend a little extra time if you need to catch up. You have some grace days built in the schedule. But that's some reading tips for you to read the Bible. But I hope you get excited and you'll get on board and you'll read with us. Because what you're going to discover as we get through here, there's a story in the Bible. And there's two stories that go on. There's an upper story and there's a lower story. You're going to see the lower story. We'll talk about Abraham. It's going to talk about Isaac. It's going to talk about Jacob. It's going to talk about Adam. There's a lower story. But when you get and read the lives and the episodes and the different things with this lower story, never forget that there's an upper story. And that upper story is about God. Through the whole Bible, there's an upper story and a lower story. You see the people down here, that's the lower story. But always realize it's pointing to an upper story. And the upper story is about God, and about God's relationship with man, about how God wanted to redeem man, and about his whole plan to redeem man and bring man back and get him back into relationship, how he's going to raise a certain people up and make all nations flow into that people. It's always the story of God. That's the upper story. So don't get caught up in the lower story that you miss the upper story about God, because that's what it's about. From beginning to end, from Genesis to Revelation, it's about God. We're learning about God, God's relationship with man, what God has done, what God has promised. It's all about God. So don't want to miss that upper story. This afternoon, if you're subject to the invitation in a way, we want you to know that God loves us all. God loves us. He cares about us. He sent his son to die for us. And as you explore and you get in these pages of inspiration, it's going to amaze you all the things that God did to secure our salvation. From the beginning all the way up through Revelation, what God has done to secure our salvation. You're going to appreciate that. And as you read the Bible with continuity, as you read it and you start putting things together, you're going to get excited. You're going to want to keep pushing ahead. You're going to keep pushing ahead. Keep pushing ahead. What's the next part of the story? What's the next part of the story? Because we want to come out of this experience understanding more about God. That's why we're reading it, so that we can understand God and what he has said to us. All these words are given to us by inspiration. They're meant for us to live by. So we want to live by those words. So we hope you get excited. Hope you get on board and read God's word, because it will bless your life. It will change your life. It'll increase your faith. If your faith is low, it'll give you some more faith. You read that lower story about some of them things that happened to some of them folks, and you're like, man, there's nothing but God. You start to see some parallels. You're going to see some parallels. Hey, my life was like them. I'm like Abraham. I'm like Noah. I'm like Sarah. I'm like this person. I'm like that person. I've had some struggles like they've had. And you're going to see how God took them through. And then you're going to realize that God will take you through as well. Don't forget that story. There's an upper story and a lower story. But don't forget it's all about God. If you're subject to the invitation this afternoon, we want you to think along your way. If you need to ask for prayers of the church so that you can be stronger, you come back at this time and ask for prayers so that you can be strengthened and that you can be restored. If you're outside the body of Christ, of course you need to come believing that Jesus Christ is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You need to confess of your sins, repent and confess of your sins, and then you can make that confession that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and we'll baptize you in the water he gave of baptism for the remission of sins. You can rise to walk in the newness of life. So if you're subject to the invitation in this way, Brother Wendell, come as we together stand and sing.